You know, I was thinking there, seeing a little man come and born into a new birth.
Yeah, you know.
Not been too long ago since I seen his grandpa born into a new birth, making the cross. God is still real. God is still God. I preached last Sunday on, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men.
Yes.
And I'm glad he's still drawing people.
Amen.
And I'm glad he's still God. Amen. And I want to take just a few minutes of time. And I don't know how much preaching I'll do today. If you're good preaching all week, seeing the sports, I know three saved. And I was really concerned. I felt like calling revival, and I almost didn't. But I didn't know if I had it together. But then I called. And I'm glad I did. In the process of doing something, you don't know the results until you get through it. Then you look for the results. And I watched the revival all week, night after night after night. And every message was directed to the church, not beating and banging, but uplifting, trying to encourage us to keep on keeping on. Endearing. Correct that which is went wrong. And that's not beating and banging on the church. That's encouraging the church and me. And if Brian would ask me, if these boys had asked me Friday night what I thought about it, I would have said, call it off. Little did I know. But I wouldn't dare to go there. And I'm so glad that it went on with one more night. And I didn't realize what further until we got to it. The church has been blessed. The church has been faithful. And, you know, I'm proud of the church. Within the church, we was able to, God was able to use His own ministers and is able to use His own singers singing for the glory of God.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart, by the way of the church, the rapture will come. One day. Now, I want you, as I try to bring a message this morning, man, I always dread preaching after a long week revival. It seems like everything done been said, everything done been done. And Lord, what little can I do? But I want you to listen real carefully. Whether I preach or just talk, I don't know. I want you to listen real carefully. And then I want you to mind what the Lord tells you to do. You may tell me to do something. Oh boy, the pastor's doing this, the pastor's doing that. These boys are doing this, they're moving on, but what are you doing? So, little do I know what's going to happen. But, like right where we're going, one verse of scripture, we're going to bear the burden of my message this morning. Because in Romans, the 8th chapter, and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I know it's been touched on. The man fixed the great supper, said everything is ready, bid them to come. To bid them to come, that my dinner is ready, that my house may be filled. Now I want you to question yourself and ask yourself, Lord, will I be ready when the great call comes from the portal of glory? What is the purpose, what is His purpose, you being at His house this morning, that you might be ready? Now I want to take you on a journey this morning, but I want you to keep this scripture, this one verse in your mind all the way through the message. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Ain't you glad that you love the Lord?
Amen.
Ain't you glad that you was called according to His purpose?
Amen.
I was called out of darkness to try to give the word to somebody that was lost and undone. These boys was called out of darkness to try to carry the gospel to them that was in darkness. And you, maybe you think you don't do nothing. What can I do? You may do more, just like the Sunday school teacher, like Becky. I don't know what is listening at, but somebody made an effort to get a message, word, song, testimony, preach word on the radio to serve this little boy's heart.
Right.
Right. The net man will never know what his effort what it done. But all things works to good. Hey, ain't that wonderful? This man will never receive the praise and the honor, but he will receive his reward over young. One little boy got saved. Amen. You keep that in mind. We know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to His purpose. Now, we're going into 2 Kings, into the 7th chapter, in the 3rd verse. And there were 4 leopard men at the entrance in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we set still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. And they arose up in the twilight and to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses and a noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the kings of Israel has hard against us. The kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Therefore they arose and fled for in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camps, as it were, and fled for their life. What a great story that I could go on to reading, but I want you to notice how there was four men and they was leopards, how they had a disease, and if I understand anything about leopards, maybe the meat would just fall off the bone. While you're sitting there, they cover themselves. Not letting no light get to them. Can you notice what great pain they was? The Bible said that they was four men sitting there that had lepers. They said, now the feminine, I was in the city. If we go into the city, are we going to die there? I don't know. It must have been a feminine of hunger, of thirst. I don't know. But these people, I was in bad shape. You would first think I wouldn't want to be sitting in the company of these four leopard men. I said that all things I work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And they realized that they was going to die. If we sit still here, they're going to die. I've no hope. Maybe with hunger, brother. And they said, let us arise and go into the city or into the camp of the Syrians. He said, if they save us, I will live. But if they kill us, we're just going to die. They didn't know. Probably they had never thought that they was an unseen guest sitting in their little tunnel that got up and rose with them. Boys, whenever they got to the entrance of the camp, they was expecting maybe to be stopped. They was expecting maybe to be killed. But they said, we got to put forth an effort. We can't sit still here. Let us rise and let us go. We're going to die anyway. Brother, but now I can notice how the Lord, I'm not somebody else, but the Lord said, He made a noise. I made them to hear a noise. He scared them to death.
Amen.
It's the king. They hear the hoofbeats of horses run into battle, the rumble of the wagon wheels. It must have been a dreadful noise. They said, they're coming after us. They arose in the twilight and fled for their life. Man, man. And these four lepers, they went in looking around. Man, I tell you what, they collected silver, they collected gold, they collected everything that they had need of, probably food everywhere.
Yeah.
All things works together for the good of them that love God. Now listen, what a wonderful story. They was just only four men. It didn't say that their lepers were healed, but they had what they needed. Man, but You just stop and think about it. If we sit still here, are we going to die?
Yeah.
We're going to die anyway. I let us arise. I cast ourselves up on the cares of the Lord Jesus Christ. I who died on Calvary. I that we might have a life and have it more abundant. I brother, there's coming a day. I will leave. I this world. I will not be put up. I with a disease. I destroys the fleshly body anymore. Whenever these boys went through the gates of that camp, there was no man to trouble them. There was no man. And after they went through, they was had everything they needed.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, when I got saved, I joined up with a group of people that's adorning. I threw the doorway and I will never have fear anymore of this world.
Amen.
You think of that.
Yeah.
All the many things that people puts up with. But just through the doorway of heaven, I will shake it all off. I will be free. I don't care. I know that today we're troubled about a lot of things. But there's one thing you can be sure of. Jesus is real. He's coming. Man, I tell you what. Wouldn't you rather have been in the camp of the Syrians where everything was flowing? I'd have been sitting out there with four men with lepers. I believe I'd rather be in with the four lepers. Just had to run for my life.
Amen.
God, He works in mysterious ways. Can you imagine? Wonderful account. Flowing with everything that they had ever needed. But they hear a noise. A dreadful noise. Listen. And they arose and fled for their life. But Jesus said, "We'll hear a voice." If you're here today and you're lost, and you don't want to go down to hell, death is just the next breath away. We're not promised. I'd rather be saved and on my way to glory. He said, "You must be born again." That's what that little man done. That's what that little man done last week. They were born again. They entered into the gates of plentiful. They're still in the flesh, still growing. But the finger that they was talked about that wrote up on the ground, the same finger I wrote this little man name in heaven in the book of life. The finger that wrote over on the plaster on the wall next to the candlestick. You have been weighed in the balance. I've been found wanted by the same finger I wrote my name in the book of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it just goes on and on and on.
Amen.
All things work together. And it started a few months ago when I began to trouble in my heart a revival. Trying to plan, "Lord, what can I do that we can have a revival? What can we do to encourage the church? What can we do to cause people to wake up out of sleep and be blessed?" Not knowing the results. Begin to work and Father. Just what I found. And little bits by pieces begin to fall into place. And every message, every work fell into its own place. But listen, be aware. I've been busy with the devil too. And I know I felt my spirit trouble. I listened, maybe an evening or two. I know that the devil, maybe someone, I called you all kinds of heartaches and all kinds of trouble, because something good would begin to happen. And the devil's on your trail.
Bless the Lord.
I felt that. Every once in a while, I get a feeling I need to steal away somewhere and pray for the church because somebody is being wooled around with the devil. Can you grasp that? Listen, we'll have a visitor from the devil. Just count yourself happy. Because you speak for yourself. Don't yield to the voice of the devil. Don't give in. If you have to tell him to depart from you, I'm going on. I'm going on with Jesus. If you're here this morning, and you're not a member of the heavenly host, you're lost in your sins. You're lost and out of darkness. Jesus. He's standing with outstretched arms. And I know he's been lifted up this week. So, if your heart's troubled, that's him a calling for you to come to him. Don't put it off. If you feel like you need to come, I want you to come right now. If you want to be saved, you come. And I tell you what, we're going to do a little different. I want us to stand. And I know there's been good fellowship here all week.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Brother Eric to get a song. I'm not going to ask you to come around and just fellowship with me, but I'm going to ask you to do this. Purpose in your heart. If somebody been a blessing to you, and you feel like they have, just slip out of your seat and go straight to them. Hug their neck and tell them you love them. You mean it. You love them. And fellowship with them. Don't mean that you get fellowship with everybody else, but you tell that one they've been a blessing to you. If you need to pray, you come and we'll pray.